This country has been able to put a man on the moon. Now it's attempting to put a man in the ladies' room. In this portion of Vocal Point, we're going to discuss President Obama's campaign to try and force all the public schools throughout the country to have an open bathroom policy to accommodate the transgender students. Welcome to Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now, our guest is Gordon Klingenschmidt, who's a retired chaplain. He's often known as Chaps. His website is prayinjesusname.org. He joins us now to discuss this issue. Chaps, as you are known affectionately, tell us your thoughts on this whole open bathroom policy idea.
Well, thank you, Jerry. God bless you, and God bless your audience today in Jesus' name. I think it is a tragedy. I think it is an abomination that the President of the United States is now abusing his power without permission from Congress or even the states or even any county. They are directing locally elected school board officials through an executive memorandum that was faxed around by the Department of Education, Department of Justice, to open children's bathrooms to adult men and to boys who dress like girls so they can go into the girls' bathroom in any public school in America. This is going to lead to abuse of our children, and it's going to lead to complete disrespect of the privacy of women, and it's the left wing's equivalent, I think, of the war on women. And I'm sure many of your listeners are upset about this, as I am.
Well, so far, 11 states are suing Obama to try and stop the co-ed bathrooms in the schools.
Yes, they are. And that is led by Texas. God bless Texas. And 10 other states. And if your state is not part of that lawsuit, it can become part of that lawsuit if you have standing, which means that any one of your locally elected school boards who received this directive from the White House needs to have a parent or a student complain to the school board, and then somebody on the school board cooperate with their state attorney general. And your state attorney general can then have standing to join the lawsuit and sue the administration. We're praying for all 50 states to be able to sue. Now, I know some of those are Democrat-leaning, but I think at my last count, 30 or 31 red states in America should be eager to join a lawsuit that would defend their little girls and defend their women's right to privacy. I don't see why this should stop at 11 states, and I pray that the United States Supreme Court steps in immediately and takes action. When the states sue the federal government, they don't have to go through necessarily the district courts. They can appeal directly to the Supreme Court for an injunction, and I'm hopeful that injunction will be coming immediately when the justices decide if they want to hear something about this.
In some ways, isn't a lot of what the Obama administration is trying to do is to penalize the states that don't want to comply with this by withholding federal funds? I mean, we see that happening right now in North Carolina.
Yes. And the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Virginia, I think their headquarters is Richmond, Virginia, oversees several states, including North Carolina. And that court recently declined to reconsider a bad ruling where they ruled, I think it was a 2-1 decision, to force a school in Fairfax, Virginia, they declined to force the school to protect little girls' privacy. So this county in Virginia, I think it's in Fairfax County, they wrote this transgender policy opening up the girls' bathroom to cross-dressing boys. And when the parents of one Christian child sued, then they were moved to rule against the Christian family. Instead, they ruled that the county has this so-called right to enforce co-ed bathrooms on the Christian people of Virginia. Well, that, unfortunately, because it's a Fourth Circuit case, that now infringes upon North Carolina's right. And so the Obama administration is referring to that when the Obama administration is suing North Carolina to reverse or try to reverse Governor McCrory's good single bathroom policy that protects the privacy of girls. I applaud Governor McCrory of North Carolina. I applaud the legislators of North Carolina.
Yeah.
I think it's a tragedy that President Obama is continuing to sue to try to enforce something that is clearly a violation of people's rights.
You know, you're not only a commentator on these kinds of things, but you yourself are a state representative in the example of Colorado, and I understand eventually you'll be running for state senate there as well.
Yes, I am now in a primary for state senate, but I am already a state representative, and in the legislature this past 2 years, we have heard each year has come to my committee these bad Democrat laws that are proposing so-called transgender rights. And, you know, it's odd to me that anyone in their right mind would want to change their gender. Clearly, they're not in their right mind. I think there is some evil inside of these people that are confused. But what they try to do as a matter of law in Colorado is to grant brand new birth certificates. In other words, revise history. If a man was born a man, he can try to get a birth certificate in Colorado that says that he was actually born a woman, which is false. So now they're co-opting the government in their deception, so to speak. They're putting a government stamp of approval by issuing a brand new birth certificate on revisionist history that was not true. And so what that leads to, if you have a different birth certificate, then you can get a different driver's license, a man can claim that he's a female, and then he can get a different gym club membership, go into the YMCA and expose his male parts to little girls in the shower. And when the police come, they cannot arrest him because he can claim that he's a female and it's shown on his birth certificate and driver's license. So the government is now joining in their deception, and it's going to cause further chaos and further further deception and further violation of people's privacy.
Well, the Bible says that God made human beings in his own image. He made us male and female. And that's it. It's just those two genders. But now, in today's age of gender confusion, people are talking about there being supposedly 60-plus genders. And there's the discussion also of so-called gender fluidity. What does that mean, gender fluidity?
Well, that's just another lie. There are only two genders. There's God created man and woman. As Jesus said in Matthew 19, have you not read that from the beginning God created them male and female? And for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So I understand there are rare genetic conditions where people may be hermaphroditic, but that's extremely rare, and that's a genetic condition. I think, you know, God may bless those people with something very unique, but at the same time, when people are clearly born with male parts, they should not pretend to be a woman. That's what most of these liars are out there trying to claim that they're in the transgender community, but that's really just deception. They're confused. There's actually a dysphoria. The DSM-5 calls it a psychological disorder. It's not a biological condition for most of these people. It's a psychological disorder, and I think it's demonic. I actually think most of these people need spiritual counseling. They need the truth of God's word. They may even need an exorcism to heal them of their demonic possession. But for the rest of society to join them in that confusion and say, no, we're just going to go along with that, and we're all going to pretend along with them, I think that does a disservice not only to the community, but to the person who is confused.
One of the stories that really troubled me a lot related to this, and it's very troubling, but here there was a situation where one of these transgender persons demanded to go into the bathroom of the opposite sex. The school said, okay, we'll do this. We'll have a men's room, we'll have a ladies' room, and we'll have this third one. We'll call it unisex. That wasn't good enough. They didn't want to go in the unisex. They wanted to go in their opposite sex, what their new professed gender is, even though they didn't go through any kind of operation or change or anything like that. They just wanted to defy, in effect, the laws of nature and of nature's God, if you will. That troubles me because it's like, okay, what is the agenda here? This is deeper than just, you know, somebody who's confused.
Yeah, the agenda is to make the rest of us bow our knee to their deception. So it's really not about their rights. It's about them imposing confusion on the rest of society and forcing us to comply, forcing us to agree. And if we don't agree, there may be penalties in the future.
Yeah, and they couch it all as a fight against discrimination. Loretta Lynch, U.S. Attorney General, said, quote, "There is no room in our schools for discrimination."
Right, and it's actually incrimination of the Christian community. What they're trying to do is force the rest of us to comply. And, for example, even if they open up, let's say they have a third facility and it's only got one stall and it's a family bathroom, like they're trying to say that they're going to put one of these in every Target retail store. What's really going to happen is, and Target has not repented, Target is facing a boycott of 1.2 million Christians who are no longer shopping at Target because they have co-ed bathrooms. But even if they have a family bathroom, what they're going to do is force the Christians to use that family bathroom. And the cross-dressing men can still go into the ladies' public bathroom, and the Christian families who worry about their children's safety are not safe, and they will be forced to use the single-stall family bathroom. So they're going to line us up. It's not like we're forcing the transgenders to use these family bathrooms. They're going to line the Christians up in a long line outside of the single-stall family bathroom and force us to be the ones who change our behavior in the name of, they're imposing equality, but really it's harmful to everybody else.
This is really an age of incredible sexual confusion, isn't it?
It is, but I'm not confused, and God is not confused, and I think people who believe the Bible are not confused.
Right.
There's nothing new under the sun. The Bible just calls this sin, and it has always been sinful. It's now part of their confusing strategy to undo the Word of God, and it's defiance of the Creator. The real goal of these people is a spiritual one, and that is for the devil inside of them to thumb their nose at God, the Creator.
Yeah.
So if God made you to be a man and you don't want to be the way that God made you, then you can thumb your nose at God and pretend to be a woman, but ultimately God will judge you as a man that he created you to be. So when people are lying, the Bible does say that liars end up in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is just a spirit of lying. It's a spirit of deception. And we as Christians must continue to stand for the truth, especially as it pertains to our rights to protect our women and children.
Now, speaking of scripture, the president even said recently that he's doing all this because the Bible told him so, and he's talking about the golden rule, which does come from the Bible, comes from the lips of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7, verse 12, where Jesus says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, for this summarizes the law of the prophets. Of Moses and of the prophets. So in other words, the golden rule of Christ is why Obama's doing it. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, of course, I agree with Jesus, and I think if President Obama is saying that, he is twisting and perverting the words of Jesus to his own agenda. We should show compassion to these people,
yes,
not by joining them in their confusion, but by speaking the truth to them. And when we speak
in
truth,
life,
then people have the option to get their mind right. And, gender dysphoria is a four-stage illness. It begins with a seed of self-doubt. Then it leads to self-hatred when you hate the gender that God made you to be. And then it leads to self-mutilation, where you try to cut off parts of your body to fit your dementia. And then it leads to self-murder. We've heard stories in the legislature that 53% of people who start down this transgender road will end up attempting suicide. So it starts with self-doubt, then self-hatred, then self-murder. And I have compassion for them, and I don't want them to hurt themselves.
PrayInJesusName.org for more information. Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt, thanks so much for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you, Jerry. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Bye-bye. Amen. Bye-bye.